Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. It is Christmas Eve. Can you believe we made it this far?
Yeah.
Oh, so exciting. And so I have a special guest with me today, and we are just so excited because today on Christmas Eve, hopefully we have gotten to see all of our friends and our family at church and worship with you and celebrate the fact that we are so excited and thankful that Jesus has been born. And so I'm going to let my special guest introduce herself. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Eleanor.
And what grade are you in, Eleanor?
I'm in fourth grade, and this is, my second year doing this.
Okay, yes. You are a veteran now on the podcast. We are so excited that you're with us, and it's Christmas Eve, and we are just, both of us, like, how excited are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, are you like 1, that's kind of exciting, or like 10, like, oh, I love Christmas.
I'm more than 10. I'm 100!
Okay. You know what, girl? I'm feeling a little bit like 100 too, maybe 99. I'll give you one more. And so we are just so excited to be spending this day with you and to get to be in your story today as we head back to the manger. And since it's almost Christmas, we are remembering that it is all about the baby in the manger, this adventure that we've been on, the time that we've taken to really pour over God's word. We hope that this is doing a beautiful work in your heart to just draw you closer and closer to that baby in the manger who is now our Savior and is with us every day. And so, Eleanor, tell me, what is our theme for today?
Amazed.
And what is something that you think is amazing about Christmas?
That every Christmas we get to worship Jesus a lot because it's his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he's like so worthy of our worship. And so before we talk a little bit more about being amazed, Eleanor, I have a couple questions for you. What are you looking forward to about tomorrow? What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
I'm looking forward to praying to Jesus that Christmas goes well and spending time with my family.
Mm-hmm. So you have had a very popular answer this season on the podcast, being able to spend time with your family. And I think that just like makes my heart do a little like happy dance inside of me, just like that. Eleanor is currently doing happy dance because it shows me how much our students love to be with their families and how our family being together is really what they look forward to the most. And that is beautiful. And so a couple more questions, Eleanor. What is your favorite adventure that you have been on?
I'm going to family camp with my family and friends.
And when you're there at family camp, what's an adventure you like to do?
I like to go on a hike with my friends and like walk with them and like look at the nature around us and like look at it really closely and see the like amazing stuff in it and like see all the like cool stuff in nature.
Oh, I love nature too. It's one of the
like
ways.
Science.
Oh, I know, right? Like I love science too, girl. I love science. I love nature. Nature is one of the ways that I see God the most, and he teaches me about himself when I'm outside and I just like will look at like a leaf and I'm like, oh my goodness, look how creative you are. Look at how you use color and you use a system for this leaf to be able to grow. It's just amazing, right? We just find amazing things all the time. So when you're on that hike, what's one thing, do you remember one thing about that adventure that you like the most?
Being able to go and hug my dad and be able to play a talking game like I Spy game like that.
Yeah, so like while you're hiking, you're playing games while you're walking. It's so fun. And what is something that you do not enjoy about adventures? What do you like the least about adventures?
Sometimes it takes a while and I really want to go home a lot.
Yeah, I've heard those moments for you. They can be heavy, right? How about being hungry? Is being hungry hard on hikes?
Yeah, especially when we don't pack food.
Yep. Or we wait a really long time to eat our lunch because our hike takes longer than we thought it would because we're lost in the woods and we have to build a bridge to get over the river.
If we wait for like 5 hours, I would be like starving. And my tummy would be like going crazy and like exploding.
I have a crazy tummy too. Mine will start to sing songs and it'll be like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, shh, be quiet, tummy. It's like, no. I'm hungry. Feed me. Does yours ever talk to you?
Sometimes my tummy says, I am hungry, feed me. I am hungry, feed me now.
What our listeners can't see is there's a dance to that too. So feel free to ask Eleanor to do her hungry dance for you. It's life-changing. Okay, so let's talk about this. Where are we going today? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the manger?
Yeah, the manger. Because what was going on in the manger?
Jesus was laying on it?
Yeah, he's like laying right there in the manger. Quick question for you. Is there anything left to do before tomorrow, before Christmas Day? What do you think?
Yeah. Go to church and open gifts before bed. That's what we do in our family.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're jumping back into the story that we've kind of already looked at to finish getting ready for Christmas. This is the moment when the shepherds met Jesus. And so we're going to read this passage, and we want you to be looking out for why are we still celebrating Christmas 2,000 years later? All right, Miss Eleanor, go ahead and read for us Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 18.
So the shepherds went quickly and found the baby laying in a feeding box. Then they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds said to them.
So why are we still celebrating Christmas 2,000 years later?
Because Jesus is important.
And why is he important? Why is he important for your story?
He's important for my story because he made the whole world, mm-hmm. and Jesus is God, mm-hmm. and that means God is the Holy Spirit, so that means mm-hmm. Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and that means that nobody else is better than Jesus.
And so you love and think that Jesus is important for your story because not only did he create you, he created the world. You're giving us a great brief overview on the Trinity, right? That there's three parts, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, yet they're all one. And tell me a little bit about, do you have a relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, I prayed for him to come in my heart.
Mm-hmm. And when he comes into your heart, like, why are we are confessing with our mouth that he's Lord? We're believing in our heart that he rose from the dead, right? Why is that important?
Because he died on the cross to save our sins, and he rose from the dead and went back to heaven.
Where did he go when he went back to heaven? Where did he go? Did he just go far away from you and leave you forever?
No, he just like floated like an invisible hand was holding him. Like sometimes we like hold things that, like we're pretending they're like flying and we go like this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that.
Okay, so he floated like an invisible hand was holding him up to heaven. And so most importantly though, he goes up to heaven. But where is he now? Where is he? Is you and I are here talking as it's Christmas Eve. Where is Jesus now?
He's in heaven and he has his eyes on us.
Is he like thinking like, is that a scary thing for him to have his eyes on you? Or is it like a warm thing that makes you feel like safe?
Like a warm thing that mm-hmm. makes me feel like safe. Mm-hmm. That like a monster doesn't come up and take me.
Okay, because he's watching you, right? So because he's with you and he sees you. I want to have you think about it even one step closer because Jesus came back to the manger, right? When he came to the manger, we're looking back at the manger and we see that we're amazed that he's even born in the first place. And like you've told us, he goes on and he lives a perfect life and he teaches us so much about who God is, about who we are in light of that. And then he dies, he's buried, he's resurrected, and then as you said, he ascended into heaven, and now he sits with God, but also he's given us the Holy Spirit, and he also says that he is going to be with us right before he went up into heaven. You know what he said? He said, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so he's actually with us. He's not just far away. He's not just keeping his eye on us. He says he's actually with us. And I think this impacts your story because think about your day today. Think about Christmas Eve. Think about all these different times, right? Are you ever alone?
No, I'm with my family. And when I feel alone, like mm-hmm. I'm alone in my room and I'm the only person like upstairs yep. and yep. I'm sometimes when I'm alone, I like do my scared face and I like pray to God and and pray that He protects me and that I don't get like hurt and that He always is with me.
That's right. And so even when you are alone, you're never actually alone, right? He's always there for you to talk with Him. He's always there to comfort you. He sends His presence to be able to give you peace, to know that, yes, you do not have to be alone with your scared face on, right? And so one of the things I am just so excited for is that as we look at today and all of the preparation, all of the excitement, I hope that we take a moment to just be mindful that we are truly celebrating Jesus' birthday tomorrow. This is the source of all of the joy. And we're celebrating this baby's birthday so many years later because He has had a huge impact on our stories. He has offered us eternal life through believing in Him because He is the only way to heaven and He is the one who loves us. And it's His loving kindness that calls us to Himself. And so, Miss Eleanor, I'm wondering, can you close us in prayer today?
Dear Jesus, please help everyone to not feel scared and for everyone to remember that God is always with him and for everyone to like remember this podcast and for everyone to remember that they're not alone because God is up in heaven, but He's not just in heaven just looking at us, like watching, like, wow, she's being amazing right now. He's like down here invisible. He's like invisible, like down here actually. And please help everybody to have a good day at school if they have school, and for everyone to be good to the Lord and worship Him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. All right, can you close our time together by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
I wish you a Merry Christmas!
We are so excited. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas Eve. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Bye! I am hungry. Feed me. I am hungry. Feed me now.